like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like has died.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Richard, up there in Wyoming. And Ralph, I guess you're in Missouri. And blessings from Oklahoma.
And we say welcome to you, those that have joined us on the broadcast. The program is Hope is Alive, and it... It promises to be an interesting program. I'm looking forward to it. So, Ralph, I'll turn it over to you, and I'll sure be here and let you know when your callers call in.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those who have been set free from that which have tormented them by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We do thank everyone for joining this evening. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com, and almost everything you need to know is right there at the website. Or you can get the book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. Got nearly 40 years worth of experience laid down in it. It's a very simple manual to help lay it out to help you do what you need to help get self-deliverance and deliver others that are out there. We do thank you for joining this evening, and Pastor Cox, glad to be with you again.
Yes, always good to get together. I was just thinking, it's been 3 years now of these Wednesday evening sessions, shows, and interviews of people have been over 300 testimonies have been on over this period, and it's amazing how fast several years goes by. Just like these Wednesdays, they fly by, don't they?
Sometimes they do, and you know, that's not just 300 testimonies, that's 300 lives that were changed, that had issues, had problems, and because someone took the time to share this part of the gospel, which is unfortunately not known in today's Christianity, but someone took time to share this part of the gospel, this part of the good news, this part of the works of Jesus, and with that, their lives were changed. And I'm thankful that someone shared it with me. I know that you're thankful someone shared it with you. And that's why we're here each week, so we can get it out and share it to others.
How's a man to know if someone doesn't tell him?
That's right. That's right. And, Pastor, I come across a couple of quotes this week, and I wanted to read them. I really like them. The first one is, it says, "Forgive others, not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve peace." Now, is that not the most scriptural teaching on forgiveness you could think of? I mean, that's powerful. That's powerful. And people don't realize that the only bondage being held when you forgive is yourself. And it doesn't mean that the person's freed from their consequences before the Lord, but you're definitely free from from your consequences. And here's another quote that I came across. "Forgive people in your life, even those who are not sorry for their actions. Holding on to anger only hurts you, not them." And both those quotes ministered to me. I just felt the need to share those out there. And those are just quotes of life and life abundantly. Because when you are holding on to things, you're only holding yourself in bondage. And that forgive, that holding on and refusing to forgive, especially forgive our Christian brothers and sisters and those in our family, those that are closest to us, really holds us in bondage. It's a huge door opener. And as the Word says, if you refuse to forgive, the Lord will send tormentors or torturers. And I'll tell you what, I don't want anything the Lord's going to send in that direction.
Well, amen. And how true that is. If only more Christians realized how important that is to forgive those who we feel have wronged us, and then they wonder why they feel so down and out and weighted down. It's because of that, and it's wonderful therapy all by itself. Just forgiving, and it's like they feel better right off. I think therapists, for the most part, realize that a lot, and help people get through the area of forgiving. But if Jesus said you'll be turned to the tormentors if you don't forgive, Matthew 18:34-35, and we certainly see that all the time. So many people that come to us or have been turned to the tormentors, and they've never been taught about it. So when they do come for the teaching part at Deliverance Ministries on Monday night, before we get into the actual ministry, hopefully that starts sinking in, and then we go through the prayer of leading everyone in that area of forgiving and give them time to work on it as they sit there before we get into ministry. It just blocks everything. I think it blocks healing, blocks all the blessings of the new covenant when we don't forgive.
Well, we know it definitely blocks healing, because we've seen it. And I'm almost to the opinion now that when someone asks me to pray for them personally, not when a prayer request comes over through a prayer chain, but I talk to them, and I'll look at them, and I'll ask them before I start, who do you need to forgive? And you know, 9 out of 10 times people say, well, I don't really think there's anybody. And you just tell them to really think about it and ask the Lord. That thought will come to their mind.
Yes.
It does. They almost always break up in tears when they realize just how much they did against a person. And it's just not worth holding on to. It really isn't. And it's let them go. Let them go.
It's
Pastor,
so major.
Yeah, yes, Pastor. How'd this Monday go?
Well, we had 12 people come for ministry Monday night. And we had about 16 ministers, I think it was. So we had great one-on-one, even extra ministers. A great evening. I ministered to a lady that actually had been before. This was her third time to come. And and I was able to get the head demon up. She'd been having one of the areas was a back problem with pain, and it hadn't gone. And we did find more unforgiveness, surprise, as we went through inner healing and dug. Fact is, we found a fair amount of unforgiveness. But then when I got the head demon up interrogating, it had 26 demons under it. And this was interesting, plus two others. And as I interrogated the demon, it said that the legal right for pain to be there was from the pain medicine. How's that for a twist? Apparently she'd had pain, and then when you start taking the pain medicine, a pharmakia spirit was there to take advantage, and it was sitting there causing the pain. It was operating off the pain medicine. So that was a different one. Anyway, we got all that dealt with and cast out, and she was sure a happy camper when she left. I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but as I often say, when we go through all that, there's no way they wouldn't be better.
Obviously.
So they are.
Well, that's interesting that the very thing that the world gives to help with pain caused the spirit to stay and to cause more pain. And that's unfortunate that that comes through sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know that that's in every case, but it was in that case. And of course, we never tell anyone to get off their meds, their medication.
Yeah.
That's something they need to work with their doctor. But they should start talking to their doctor about it after ministry, because hopefully they won't need as much or not need it at all. But that's something they have to clear with their doctor.
Yes, yes, of course. But, you know, you talk about the back pain. I remember Pastor Peters for years would talk about his back issues, and he realized one day that the things he was speaking was what's causing it, because he'd always talk about those people that would stab him in the back. Oh, they're always stabbing me in the back, stabbing me in the back.
Oh, my goodness.
that just came to my mind. And actually, he came to the realization he was speaking that curse upon him.
Yeah, self-spoken curse, yeah.
He did, and he also realized that he needed to forgive those people of that. And, you know, there he was, not even realizing it. He was slowly starting to teach us deliverance. And it's just amazing what sometimes you'll sit back and think about. When you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can look back at things in your life and say, well, okay, that must have caused that problem, or that must have caused this problem with that person. And it's just a blessing to be able to take it and grow. And if that's what it is, it's growth.
Yes, it's so important to watch the tongue, because that's a major area in getting free and staying free. You know, Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, will eat the fruits thereof. And of course, Mark 11:23 and 24, we get what we say. And it's so amazing. In the gospel, it's the reverse of the normal world. In the gospel, you say it first and then you get it. Well, in, you know, it's the opposite of what we normally think about. So. It's a supernatural thing that we all are in control of. That's a nice thing. We are in control to say positive things or negative things. Which does one want? Well, hopefully the positive things.
That's right. And the ministry has a great, I can't remember if it's a 3 or 4 part message on the power of words. Pastor did those years and years ago, and it is just a fantastic sermon. It's a truth that's just as applicable today as it was when it was preached back in, I would say, probably in the late 90s. And if you want that, dude, feel free to call the office at 307-742-7582. Tell Richard you'd like to have that series, and I'm sure he'd get it out to you. And, of course, that's the same number you can call to get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. I believe we ask a $20 offering for it, and it's just a fantastic tool that just helps lay out things to set people free, and it's just the things we talk about each week throughout the last 3 years here on this radio program.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And that's amazing how many of the books go out. we get orders just about every day, it seems, and so praise God. Those steps in there are time proven.
Definitely had plenty of them last time I was there in your office. I saw a stack that came up to my that came up about a little bit above my waist. So.
Yeah, we ordered a fresh 1,000 not long ago.
Need to get those out there because that will that is just a it's just a great tool for your arsenal. It lays down the scriptures. It lays down a procedure, and you just use someone else's experience. And you know, I see, I just see how especially the door closing prayer really helps and sets people free. And I follow a couple other, a couple of deliverance ministers on social media, and they have great results. And I mean, I'm trying to not promote one system over the other, but just trying to lead them towards the door closing prayer from time to time, because I know that that door closing prayer just really shuts it down and allows you to just get to the root causes right off the bat.
Yeah, so many times people, they tell, you know, how they felt stuff coming out during the door closing. They're yawning, coughing sometimes, and as I'm doing the door closing prayer. So something's going on spiritually. It does a pretty decent job of preparing a person for efficient and more lasting ministry.
Well, I would say if you didn't do anything else out of the entire ministry that's laid out there in the deliveranceusa.com or doing the supernatural works of Jesus, if you were to do that alone, you would see a difference in your life.
Yes.
That and breaking ungodly soul ties, those two alone, there's just so much can be set free just from that alone. Those two things.
Yes.
But the door closing prayer, if you had to just choose just one thing to do, I would say that would be it. Pastor, we have Chris. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good, Chris. And you might back away from the phone just a little bit there. It kind of distorts if you talk too loud. Yeah, that's better. Well, I'm so glad you called in, Chris, and I really appreciate you doing that. And maybe go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you've heard about deliverance, and then any experiences you'd like to share about this works of Jesus called deliverance.
Okay. My name is Chris Garcia. I live in Tecumseh, Oklahoma. And I got... I received Christ when I was about 10, and I could tell a lot, but we'll just kind of cut into it. I was going to church and all that, and then my dad had pornography books up in the house, and I ended up looking at those kind of things, and did that as I got older, and it hooked me. And pornography is nothing to play with. A lot of people think it's okay, but it's not. It'll take you deep, deep, deep. And it'll really mess your life up. And anyway, God brought me out of that. And in 2013. And I had played a Christian and all that. You know, people thought I was...
Oh, sorry.
I always went to church and all that stuff, so they knew me as a Christian. But behind doors, I did other things. But in 2013, God totally delivered me of pornography and totally changed my life. And God's awesome. You know, anybody, whatever your needs might be, if you don't know God, you give it to Him, and He'll totally change your life and rearrange you. And in saying that, I had a friend that took me to deliverance, and I learned about it, and then I ended up thinking I was okay, and I was like, I'm okay, I don't need that, because I was just going to go for the teaching part, because I went to ministry school, just graduated ministry school, and then, but God knew I did, and anyway, so I was like, no, I'm good. And the Holy Spirit was like, are you good? And I was like, Yeah, I think so. Well, anyway, I wasn't good. So the Holy Spirit impressed on me to call my friend, and they did a deliverance over the phone. And it's the best thing I could have ever done. And it brought me out of a lot of stuff that I had buried down deep that I didn't even realize. Molestation, unforgiveness of my dad, just a bunch of stuff I didn't even realize was still in there that I thought was okay, you know, that brought up stuff.
Yeah.
And got it out of there, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going, I'm wanting to be a deliverance minister, and I'm training now. And Everett Cox, I got to stand in with him, I guess about a week ago, and got to sit and watch him, and he did a deliverance. You know what, hold up, I'm going to back up, because I was going to throw this in there. Whenever I did my deliverance, I was going to say, God healed me of nervous condition. I had been biting my fingernails and had a nervous condition. You know how you shake your leg or you shake your knee? A lot of people shake your knees,
yeah,
or whatever, bite your fingernails. I did that for years. I mean, since I was a little itty-bitty kid. My mom used to put hot stuff on my fingers so I wouldn't bite them. But I always liked hot peppers and stuff, so that didn't work out too good. But anyway, I was always biting my nails and stuff. And whenever we did that deliverance that night, God totally delivered me of biting my nails. I haven't bit my nails in over a month, praise God.
Praise God.
And God's awesome. Okay, now I'm going to jump ahead. I got to sit in on doing a minister on the deliverance, because I'm learning. We had this guy, and he had a lot of the same problems that I had. And I already knew, I felt in the spirit stuff that he had, because I had been through the same thing when we started finding out what all the things he had problems with. And it was really neat. I got to watch demons being attacked by angels, by Everett, you know, because the demons were talking, and he was like, well, here, I forgot how he said it, but basically, I'm going to attack you with the swords and stuff. And it was, the demons were coming out. It was very different, but it was very neat. But we seen this guy get free of some stuff that night. And the same with me, whenever, you know, it happened to me, I got free of several things. And I mean, I noticed it right off. I mean, the next day I was free, and I knew I was free of stuff.
Well,
and deliverance ministries is very important. I had never even heard of it, and it's been going on for how long, Everett? 30 some years?
Well, the ministry, 34 years. I've been at it 40, but I formed ministry.
But anyway, that's a long time, and I never heard of you. And but it's something that needs to get out there. Everybody needs to realize, I've been sharing it on Facebook off and on, because it's very important. And so many people, like I said, that are Christians and stuff, they think they're okay. And a lot of times you're not. Like I said, I just got out of ministry school. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm good. I don't have no forgiveness in my life. I don't have this in my life. Well, I was wrong. I did. And a lot of people are the same way. And then you got this guy that we did. You know, he knew he had problems, of course. And I was that guy at that one time, you know. And God totally delivered me. And he's totally changed my life, rearranged me. And he's got big things in store for me, you know. I'm nothing without God, but in God I'm somebody. And I feel led to say this. Followers of Christ, you need to realize that we are somebody in God. There's so many people that just let the devil put them down, and they care what people think. And you need to care what God thinks about you. You know, who does God say we are? God says we're mighty warriors of Him. You know, God says we're little Jesuses, is what He wants us to be. and take the gospel around to the world. And in sharing, the deliverance, that's what's going on. You know, Everett, you're doing your job, and then you're training ministers to touch people's lives, and it just goes on and goes on and goes on. And that's what God wants us to do. You know, because that's just exactly, you know,
Chris,
what we need to do.
On that case you sat in on recently, where the head demon got belligerent and it didn't want to cooperate, and we had to call God's angels to bring warring angels to take their swords and jab that head demon initially three hard times. And I don't know if you remember, if you had your eyes open, but
yeah, I was watching.
The angels were jabbing the demon. The man sitting in the chair was actually
jerking
three times. You remember?
Yeah, pretty good.
And then later we had another problem with the head demon, and this time we had the angels jab it five hard times, and he jerked five times. Now, that was the manifestation. He wasn't actually feeling it, the man himself. But the demons in the manifestation, or the head demon, was feeling it. So
mm-hmm.
It was kind of curious to see that. I see it from time to time. It's always one of these amazing things you see in the middle of all this. So you're starting to learn, Chris, aren't you? You're starting into the training and
yes, sir.
To become
yep,
a demon.
Yep, very excited about it. Like I said, God's really put a hunger for me to see people's lives changed, just like mine was. And he's calling me out to the ones that nobody cares about, to the homeless, you know, to the deep dark places, and that's where he's calling me to. And
awesome,
I'm going to do amazing things in him as long as I keep my eyes on him. You know, he's told me, but that's what we got to remember. God wants to do so much with each and every one of us, but keep your pride down. You know, you're always going to keep your eyes on him and remember, you know, what you're doing it for, who you're doing it for. You know, like I said, we're trying our best to win the loss for Jesus. That's the whole thing why we are here. And a lot of people, I think a lot of Christians forget that. You know, they forget the main reason what we're supposed to be doing. And like I said, Deliverance Ministries does that. As long as we can continue to get people in there and get people delivered, as you know, Christ delivers them, God's going to continue to touch people's lives and see people's lives change, and it can just go on and on to the next person, to the next person. Because we,
Chris,
I remember we had brought some, a friend of mine had told this other friend about it, and she brought like three people, I think, and they went through it, and they got some stuff. Matter of fact, one lady's we got to pray for and stuff, and they got some stuff delivered from them that night, and it's awesome. It's an awesome thing that God's laid on your heart to do, and it's a much needed thing.
Yes, and we, you know, do so few compared to the need out there, even though we did 776 last year. Haven't got the final count for this year yet, but it should be probably even more than that. And it's amazing to me how many different people come, and this is for 34 years they've done this. There's new people that the Lord just sends them in from all over. We've got it's after next Monday, two people coming from Michigan, and and we see people come amazing distances sometimes for this type of ministry. They see the website, or sometimes word of mouth, even at those distances.
Right. Well, remember that guy? That guy with the head demon. He was from Tulsa, wasn't it? He wasn't too far away.
Yeah.
But that's an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if you're desperate for ministry, you know, most people will try to do what it takes, and they'll go right. long distances. And
exactly.
That's one of the prerequisites for getting free, is to reach out. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she obviously yep. reached out to Jesus. She had to push her way through the crowd, knowing if she could get up front and touch the hem of his garment, she'd get set free. And that's exactly what happened. And there's something about reaching out. The ones that are so tormented and saying, help me, wow, we can take them by the hand, go through the steps we've learned to do, and get them to the goal line, and they get set free from these problem areas. And that's
exactly.
where the testimonies come from.
And they can continue to stay free as long as they, you know, keep their eyes on Jesus. That's a lot of time, of problems,
right.
you know. People get freed, and then the old devil sneaks back in there and starts pulling them back
yeah.
out to the same old deal. I know because, you know, that's what I went through. I was hooked on pornography for 30-some years. And, you know, I'd get
yeah.
free and say, I'm good. You know, God, I'm good. And then I might go good for a month. I might go good for a couple months. And then slowly, you know, next thing I know, I'm sliding back into it. You know, I went on from the age of 14, and I'm 47 now. And that was in 2013 when he totally flipped me around and changed my life. But
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to say anything to somebody, I'm going to tell you, you know, when God changes you, you got to stay in prayer and you got to stay in the Word. That's what's kept me going. And God's Holy Spirit, I don't know how people make without the Holy Spirit. I mean, you got to have the Holy Spirit, in my opinion. And he'll lead you.
Yeah.
He'll guide you in all the places that you need to go if you listen to him. And
you got it.
He'll keep you free. I mean, like I said, as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, you're going to be free. But you've got to do what you've got to do. I mean, God's gave me scriptures, you know, that I get up and I read. You know, so I know certain scriptures are, if I get a thought in my head about I might be walking down the street and I see this pretty woman, I'll stop her right then. You know, no, I rebuke you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Don't let those thoughts, as soon as you get even think it's going to be a bad thought, you cut it off right there in Jesus' name. You pray, you read every
yeah.
day, and that's the way to keep you going, keep you straight, keep you where you need to go, you know?
Yes. And we hand out what we call a yellow handout that has the steps for staying free. The brown handout has them as well. And getting free is one thing, and staying free is another. So, like you were saying,
right.
you've got to do some things.
That yellow handout is very handy too. It's very handy. It'll keep you free.
We're in control of ourselves to stay free if we wish, and we'll follow those steps.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well,
good.
In the remaining time we have here, a minute or two, what would you say to the listeners, Chris? About this type of ministry, the listeners, what would you say to them?
Like I said, it's a must-have. It's a needful thing. Honestly, the churches need to know about it. A lot of churches don't know about this, and I mean, it needs to be out there more. You know, people need to put it on their phones, put it on your Facebook, have people share it. Because it's a must. Like I said, it changed my life. Like I said, I literally have not bit my fingernails in over a month. That's awesome. I've been hooked on biting my fingernails since I was like two or three. I mean, like a little kid. And you know, I'm so excited. I just earlier I was gonna rub my wife's foot and I accidentally got her with my fingernails. She's like, ouch. I was like, oh wow. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not used to it. Look, I got fingernails. Because I hadn't sent it to her yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this. Praise God, you know.
Fingernails.
I'm not used to having fingernails. But just do what God wants you to do.
Yeah.
But if you have problems, you need to get to the deliverance. You know, I mean, Jesus can deliver you. But this is a way. Do I?
Kind of cutting out there. So if the Lord will deliver you,
We got some sort of interference going through here. Chris, we do thank you for calling in this evening and giving your testimony.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We're out of time for this part of the segment. God bless, and have a good evening.
Blessings
you
to you,
too,
Chris.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye.
Pastor, we have Pat on the line. Pat, are you with us?
Yeah, but I can't hardly hear you, Everett.
Okay, well, maybe, Richard, you could turn the gain up some more. I'm so glad you called in, Pat. You're very special to interview here.
I've known
you a long time, but why don't you go ahead and give some background on yourself, some history, and then when you were born again, Pat, and then how and when you learned about deliverance. Been a few years ago, I know that.
Well, I was born again when I was 9 years old, and in 1990, I lived across the street from a lady named Mickey Sellers, and my husband had passed away, and I was going through a lot of grief from that, and she told me about you and about how she got deliverance from the spirit of Jezebel. But she was just telling me different things and invited me to come to see you. So I thought, well, I was a Christian lady, had been for quite a long time, and so I just said, okay, I'm going, but if this gets weird, I'm leaving. So I went, and of course you were the one that was there and that was talking, and I sat through an hour and a half session that you put on explaining what it was. It never got weird or sounded strange to me because everything you said was backed up by Scripture. So I decided that I would go through deliverance. So you took me through deliverance, and in that deliverance, I learned to let my husband's clothes go and just kind of set him free, not try to hold him. And so I was freed of a lot of stuff. And my whole family has been through deliverance with you, and we've seen great miracles happen. So you've been a real, real blessing. And I know that you hear about deliverance, but you don't really have an understanding of what it is until you come and listen to the way you explain it and watch how it really works. Because the devil is alive, and he's well, and he's out to steal, kill, and destroy us. And he has to come in on legal rights, but we open so many doors and give so many legal rights to him. And having worked with you through the years, we learned that the number one legal right that Satan has against the people is unforgiveness. We think that if we say that we forgive, that does it. But we learned that you have to say, I forgive through my spirit, my soul, and my body. You're a three-part human being, and you've got to totally forgive. You can't forgive with your body, with your mouth, and hold in your heart and your subconscious unforgiveness. That is not true forgiveness. So you have to let go and let God handle it. And in the many years that I worked with you, we experienced, oh my goodness, we experienced so many unbelievable things that the normal Christian does not see and never experienced. You hear about the freedom in Jesus, but you don't really understand it until you break the legal rights that Satan has over you. Are you still with me?
Oh, yes, yes.
So, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine, Pat. And the unforgiveness, we were talking about earlier even.
So that was like 28 years ago, and like I said, I've had my children, every one of my children have been there, and my grandchildren. And I've taken my friends through deliverance, and I worked with you for several years, learning so much about what damage unforgiveness can do to you. and what freedom you have in forgiveness. You have to just let it go, and whatever Jesus decides to do with it, let him handle it. And yeah. Revenge, the Bible says that revenge belongs to God, and he will repay. So we have to trust that he's got it all under control and just turn it loose. And that's where you learn to put your faith in Christ. And we went to, I took a team of our people that we were working with down there at the ministry to California. Went out there to see my sister. And I don't know, we had scheduled like 19 people for deliverance. And when we got there, there were 38. People came from hundreds of miles around, and I don't have an idea even how that they knew that we were even coming, but somehow the word got about, and there was four of us out there, and there were 38 people that we took deliverance through. Well, we were there for 5 days, and we've seen so many miracles take place there. I remember we had a lady that was saved. She lived in Africa, was born and raised in Africa, and her relatives was into voodoo. And she came for deliverance. She had been saved. She was a new Christian, but she said that she was dealing with this evil spirit, and she wanted to get rid of it. Well, when I began to work with her, we discovered that it was a spirit of voodoo. And when I spoke to that spirit of voodoo, we were sitting at a table, and the door behind me was probably 8 foot from me. And when I spoke to that spirit of voodoo, girl, chair, and everything shot across the room. Now, I'd never seen anything like that. But I kept calling the spirit out, and then I told her to tell the spirit to come out. And she did, and it went. And it was just something that normal people just don't see, because somehow our churches have not taught the true deliverance that we have and the true power we have through the Holy Spirit. There was just, we had a lady that had a spirit of Leviathan, which was a mind control thing. And she said, when we got through the deliverance, she said, well, how do I know that I'm going to be free? And so we just said a prayer to ask the Holy Spirit to show her. So I asked her, she was visualizing a book, and I said, well, what's on the book? And she said, I can't read it, but I got a page number. And I said, okay, what's the page number? And so she gave me the page number. Well, she had a Bible, a study Bible, that was laying in her lap, which that was the only book that I knew anything about. So I just said, well, let's turn to that page in the Bible and see. So we turned to that page in the Bible, and in it was the destruction of Leviathan in the book of Job. So she said, well, that's all I need, because, I mean, we had no idea. It's just the things that the Holy Spirit does and shows you and you can be involved with, it's amazing. We think that, you know, we can just live day by day by day in a mundane life and not get involved. Well, we can live that way, but we can't have the true freedom and the joy that we experience when we walk with the Holy Spirit in doing his work. So, I mean, it's the realest thing I have ever experienced in my life. And it's like almost instantly it happens. And we've learned in it that if you start out forgiving, we just got to the point where we just made a list of the people that they had encounters with and bad feelings with and through their childhood, and then we walked through the forgiveness of those people for the different things that they had done. And then the spirits, their legal rights were then broken, and it was easy then to deliver it, you know, for them to be delivered. Because I was talking to God, because the demons kept manifesting so much. And I just was praying to God, you know, I don't mind doing your work, Lord, but how come the devil's interfering so much? And then he began to show us. I mean, we'd already been taught about the forgiveness, but the depth of forgiveness and the urgency and importance of us truly forgiving and just laying it down and walking away. We think we have a right to hold on to that, and we don't, because God does the judging. That's not ours. People commit sins, and they do things against each other, and they do things that are wrong, and then they get hurt, and then they want to hurt you back. That's not our job. Our job is to let God take care of it. Let the Holy Spirit handle it, and He always does. Because the freedom we feel when we do what the Bible has told us to do is like nothing you can ever, ever experience. There's nothing like working with the Holy Spirit. And you definitely have to work with Him, because when I first started out with it, I said, now, Lord, I can't do this, but if you'll lead, I'll do the best I can. That's all you have to do. You just have to be willing to let Him lead you and do it. And it's just it's amazing the things the Holy Spirit will bring to your mind when you're doing the work of God. And it's...
Yes.
There's just no way to tell you how... Well, you already know, Everett, because you've been through it and in it for so many years. The freedom and the joy you feel. You don't even get mad at people. And it got to the point where I could even just walk down the street and feel other people's pain. And I said, Lord, where did all of this pain come from? And I don't think I really understood what real pain was until my husband passed away. And it was horrible. Well, when I seen it in other people, or even just walked by them and felt it, I realized we have a whole world of people in agony. And there is an answer, there is a way, but it's God's way, and only God's way. He's the only one that knows the answer and can lead you through to freedom. And all we have to do is just be willing to do what God leads us into doing, because He definitely will never leave you alone and never leave you stranded. He will always, no matter what happens, He'll always come through. He never fails you. You walk in with complete strangers not knowing anything, and the Holy Spirit, all you do is just submit yourself to God and let Him lead you and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And it's not a verbal, audible hearing. It's just thoughts that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind for you to say to these people. And they are as astonished as you are that you know it. Well, I didn't know it, but the Holy Spirit knew what He wanted me to say, and I said it, and then the Holy Spirit did the delivering. It is so amazing to me that with the power that the Christian people have, that people do not know any more about what real freedom in Jesus means, and the churches don't teach it. It's just, when you see that you've never heard this in your life, you've read it your whole life, but you've never seen it demonstrated, and you've never worked with the Holy Spirit to do it, the experience that you have, and the freedom that you have, the joy that you feel, you find that you understand that Satan uses people to hurt people. And you get to the point you don't even get mad at them, because you know that they are ignorant to the fact that Satan is using them. So it's there's nothing any more real in this whole world than being freed of the demonic spirits by the power of Jesus' name and his blood and the work of the Holy Spirit. It's just, it's amazing. Even down to little children and learning disabilities and just abandonment issues, rejection, things that we don't really realize that they take in that as even as a small child. Like even when I went through deliverance, when I was having my children, I was surprised by every pregnancy. So I never failed to say, oh my goodness, this is not a good time for me to get pregnant, you know. That is a sin, a point of rejection. And we were stupid because we didn't realize that that would form rejection in the child. Even though the baby wasn't even born yet, it was a legal right for Satan to start to act.
Yeah.
The thing that we as Christians do not understand is it doesn't take much. We don't have to do much to give Satan a legal right to act against us and against our children and against our family. We also, as Christians, haven't experienced the power of the Holy Spirit in forgiving other people for the sole purpose of following God's word, because Jesus said we have no right to hold unforgiveness. Judging is for him. It is not for us. We look at the actions, and he looks at the heart. So he knows what happens. He knows whether things were done by accident, if they were done out of pain, if they were done maliciously. We do not understand that in people, or what brings people to a state of being angry or hurtful to others. But we don't have to understand it if we do what the Holy Spirit has told us to do. If we work with the Holy Spirit in helping them to become free. And the more you work in it, the more you realize the power that the name of Jesus has and how weak Satan really is. And how he is a roaring lion, but he is a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. But he doesn't have any teeth if you use the Holy Spirit. That lion has no teeth.
Pat, can you hear me okay? Every Monday night I tell the people, had I not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit 40 years ago, they wouldn't be sitting there, and I wouldn't be standing there in front of them, because it was from the baptism of the Holy Spirit on June 17th, 1978, that my life turned around, and I was different. Of course, I was already born again since I was 13, but this was a baptism for service and to witness, and I changed a lot of different ways. Pat, we're about to run out of time. I'd like you to share. I remember one time about 15 years ago, you came down to the ministry with a back problem. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. My back was out of line, and my back being out of line caused me to have trouble with my right knee and my left rotator cuff. He said, we need to do an operation. I said, no.
Yeah?
I'm wondering if we lost her. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I think we lost her, guys. She had made mention that she didn't know how long her phone was going to last.
Oh, yeah, she's in the hospital. Not a patient, but she was had a granddaughter just have a baby, and when I called her about the show, but anyway, her back was healed that night when she came down instead of having an operation. the Lord set her free with a limb check. And it only took a few minutes, and she was got a Jesus overhaul on that. Well, Pat's been around deliverance quite a few years. As she said, it was 28 years ago that she came for her deliverance then, and she helped us many years at the ministry.
Praise God.
Seemed
like tonight's theme was forgiveness again.
Yes, pushing
sure
that point home.
Yes, it was. I guess the Holy Spirit thought that we needed to address that, and because it was on the lips of all of us tonight. So that was
yes.
And you know, it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit that somebody can continue to do something for 28 years, something for 40 years. Because if we try to do it on our own strength and our own laurels, it's not going to happen. And that Holy Spirit, when it works in you, you know, you talk about the date, and it was the first weekend of August 2015 when I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I thought I had boldness before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is a passion it's a fire that burns within you and keeps you going. And I hope that fire never extinguishes in me, and the Holy Spirit continues working, and so I can sit back 20, 28, 40 years from now and be able to still tell these testimonies. But we do thank everybody for joining us this evening. We do appreciate you for tuning in. That's deliveranceusa.com and doing the supernatural works of Jesus. So, Pastor, I will see you next week. Richard, see you next week, and God bless everybody.
Yes, God bless y'all.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome.
Nothing will harm you.
Nothing
will harm you.